chemicals manufacturer and specialized service and solutions player to the agriculture, mining and chemicals sector, Omnia, released their half-year results today. For the 6 months ended September 2020, the company reported revenue as stable, coming in at 8.2 billion rand compared to 8.3 billion rand in the year prior. Headline earnings per share rose to 141 cents, that's compared to 43 cents in the year before. While the company describes the period as challenging, it reports group operating profit from continuing operations up at 341 million rand. That's compared to 273 million rand before. Well, to take us through the results, I'm joined on the line by Seelan Gobosami. He's the CEO at Omnia. Thanks very much, Seelan, for joining us. Now, it's not that long ago that Omnia's finances were not in the best of shape, but you set a strategy in motion some 18 months ago to fix up house. And even despite the pandemic, your numbers have shown improvement. Just give us the backstory as to what's turned things around.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Nipo, for having me. It's always a pleasure speaking to you and your listeners.
Sure.
We set a plan out to stabilize our balance sheet, and then focus on a robust turnaround plan. We've been through the stability, we've shored up our balance sheet with a new debt structure and a rights issue. And since then, we've been focusing on generating cash, restructuring, and changing our business to enhance margin and deliver free cash flow. A pleasing set of results. I think it's the third set where we're showing a solid implementation. We're reducing our debt significantly. We show margin enhancement. Interest reduction, we show headline earnings going up. Hmm. But I think more so what we show is, doing it safer. We're showing an improvement in our recordable case count, and we're showing an improvement on our triple BEE rating, which is very exciting for all of us.
Indeed. Now, in terms of your key operations, you service the agriculture, mining and chemical sectors. How did they perform in the period, and what were some of the challenges posed while operating during a time of COVID?
Yes, I think let's start with the second part. The biggest challenge across all of our business during COVID, was twofold. One is the emotional impacts on all of our people, our customers and our suppliers. I think nations of the world have really battled to deal with different ways of operating. And, the second part is really supply chain. We've seen supply chain disruptions, whether those are border disruptions, whether those are transport disruptions, or whether those are production disruptions. And our management and our teams had to adopt a fairly agile approach to reduce working capital, change stocks, change the flow of the essential services that we offer to ensure that all of our customers' needs were met during this difficult time. Mm. From a business perspective, our agriculture business has performed really well. We saw good value generated, increase in profits from our Brazil and Australian businesses. Locally, we're still in the deep planting cycle. So, yes, there's been a great improvement in our SADC business, but you will only see the full impacts of that coming through at year end. And then our chemicals business has been incredibly resilient. We have seen a reduction in revenue, but our management team has been able to enhance margins and enhance profits during the pandemic. Our fuels business as well, revenues flat, but profits up. From a mining perspective, local mining has had a bit of a setback with the hard lockdown. Mm. It was difficult for the mining sector to get going again. But locally, we secured a new mining client. So locally, our South African business has performed well. Globally, the supply chain disruptions in mining have been difficult. So we saw a slight downturn in our profits, but that will come back in the medium to long term. Mm.
Now, you touched on SADC. You operate in Zambia. What's your exposure there, and are there any difficulties these days as you now operate in a country that's defaulted on its sovereign responsibilities?
Yeah. I think, a number of our SADC countries are in very difficult situations. So you've got the sovereigns in a number of the countries that have been downgraded and not doing as well as we'd like. There's defaults. Hmm. You've also got the typical socioeconomic issues that play out.
Yes.
in developing, emerging, and frontier markets. So, we've got a fairly sizable business in Zambia, mining and agriculture. We supply fertilizer to 800,000 farmers, some of them subsistence farmers. we've got a big role to play in that country. We've been able to get the fertilizer in there well in advance of the Zambian planting season. And we will continue to manage our exposure, manage our risk, but also, you know, attempt to continue to make a positive impact in the lives of all of the communities and the economies that we're part of.
Yeah. Now, while your balance sheet has come a long way, you're still working on your debt story. And I see that you're in the process of disposing an asset. It's called Oro Agri, the proceeds of which you're looking to further whittle down the debt. Just tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so, you know, our debt has come down from over $4.4 billion in 2019 all the way down to a touch over $1.4 billion at the reporting cycle, excluding an IFRS 16 or lease liability charge.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So our debt is really in a range that we're comfortable with now. Oro Agri was an asset we bought 18 months ago, roughly for $100 million U.S. We received an offer to buy that asset by a European-based business for $165 million U.S.
Wow.
And when we assessed it, the board felt and we felt that the value offered for that asset versus the risk and the opportunity in the asset, the value offered outweighed it. So we've recommended to shareholders to dispose the asset. It's a large transaction. It brings in circa over 2 odd billion rand onto our balance sheet. It clears out our core debt, you know, and it really puts our balance sheet in a very different position. It allows us to explore organic and non-organic expansion.
Mm-hmm.
It also allows us to relook at our dividend policy and potentially resume dividend and perhaps even consider a special or some other form of distribution to shareholders.
Yeah, sure.
We will only make that call post our year end, which is the end of March.
Mm.
You know, that'll give us another 6 months of a view into the second wave across the world. We see a very sharp lockdown in Australia at the moment, and the second wave pretty devastating in Europe at the moment.
Yeah.
And we'll have a view of how these vaccines get distributed and how the what the impact of the vaccines are, you know, into the future.
Yes. Now, as we go into 2021, what's your outlook?
Well, I think at this stage, you know, we haven't delivered yet on in our local agriculture business. And, you know, we see the rains outside in Johannesburg, and we see a good planting season ahead of us. You know, crop prices have gone up quite nicely. And we do see some commodity prices increase slightly. So whilst we're still cautious about the pandemic, we're cautious about the number of countries that are battling with macro issues. You know, we're positive about our business, Omnia, the resilience of our business to deal with change, and the fact that we are largely in essential services. So cautiously optimistic about where we positioned and what we've been able to achieve in the first half. You know, we'll hopefully result in when we chat in 6 months' time, we're providing good news.
That was Seelan Gobelsamy. He's the CEO at Omnia.